Well, if you look up on the wall here, you're going to have to learn Hebrew this morning. Over the last several weeks, we've started the service, or in the service, we've done the video of the days of Elijah. United States Marines in worship, standing up, singing with enthusiasm. These are the days of Elijah. Declaring the word of the Lord. And we talked about what it was like back in the days of Elijah. And how that is so similar to the evil days that we are living in today. And we talked about Moses bringing righteousness. And we read the Ten Commandments. And we've talked about the laws of God and why God gave them to us. That we might live long and prosper in the land that he gives us. And then we started the second verse with, these are the days of Ezekiel. And the dry bones, that vision that Ezekiel had of God bringing people back who are spiritually dead, like many of us have been. Perhaps some still are. And giving new life. And he brought the Israelites back to their land, even though they did not repent. And again, he punished them and took them away. And back in 1948, I think, started to bring them back again to the land that he had promised them. And then, in the chorus, you saw those Marines standing up, going back and forth. There's no God like Jehovah. Jehovah. In Hebrew, there are no vowels. So if you were to write that in our alphabet, you would see YHWH. And perhaps if you tried to put vowels with it, you would say Jehovah or Yahweh. You hear both of those periodically. But we don't use those names very often. And some people, the only contact they have with Jehovah is their understanding of that false Christian religion that's called Jehovah's Witnesses. And there are a number of people that say, oh, there's no difference. They're Christian just like the rest of us. And they talk about, they believe in Jesus and Jehovah, God. What they forget to tell you is that the Jesus they believe in is just the Son of God like you and I are children of God. And that he's not God at all. And so I thought as we got to, there is one God. Only one God like Jehovah. We need to talk about what is, first of all, a God. And secondly, who is Jehovah? And so I went to the dictionary and I looked up God. I mean, I could have given you the definition, but I wanted something to back me up. And so I came up with all kinds of answers. God. Noun, the creator and ruler of the universe and source of all moral authority, the supreme being. A superhuman being or spirit worshipped as having power over nature or human fortunes, a deity. An image, an idol. An animal or other object worshipped as divine or symbolizing a god. The incorporeal divine principle ruling over all as eternal spirit and infinite mind. A being or object believed to have more than natural attributes and powers and to require human worship. One controlling a particular aspect or part of reality, such as the gods of love or the God of thunder, or the God of the sea. An adored, admired, or influential person. A person or thing of supreme value. In other words, those things or beings or beliefs that rule our lives. The word is also used as an exclamation. It's used for emphasis to express one's emotions or one's anger or surprise or distress. Or a transitive verb, to treat as a god, that is, to idolize or to deify. Now, as we study this subject, we also need to remember the definition of another word, Lord. One who has both the power and the authority to rule over us. And that brings us to the second question, who is Jehovah? Or if you want to say Yahweh. The Hebrew word in the Old Testament appears over 6,500 times. But it is only translated as Jehovah four times, and that only in the King James Bible. Young's literal translation uses Jehovah. The Jehovah Witnesses Bible, they call it that. New World Bible, they call it. That's been modified quite a few times in order to support their beliefs. They use the word Jehovah. The Pew Bibles, New International Version, doesn't use it at all. And the English Standard Version, which I think is one of the best translations into English, doesn't use it at all. Because it is most often translated into what we understand better as Lord, or Lord God. And if you read through some of these translations, it's always capitalized, and very often the Lord is used and often capitalized. The first part of Jehovah, Yah, appears 49 times just by itself, and with one exception, is always translated as Lord, one who has both the authority and the power over us. But since we don't hear Jehovah and read Jehovah, for many people, they just don't know. And so when we sing, "There's no God like Jehovah," I would hope that if you don't know what that is, it raises questions in your mind. You know, who is this, no God like Jehovah? Now, some churches take very good words and they make them part of their name. Jehovah's Witnesses have done that. And so, for most people, when they think Jehovah, they think Jehovah's Witnesses. Jesus Christ has been taken as the name for the Mormons, the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, another non-Christian sect, religion. There are some Christian churches that take words out of our vocabulary and make them their own. And so when we talk about the Roman Catholic Church, when we say Catholic, most people don't understand that that's a perfectly good theological word that refers to those who believe in Jesus from beginning and now and forever. But they've taken it and made it part of their church name. There's the Church of the Brethren, taking the idea that we're all brothers and sisters, and so on. So just because a group of people takes a word or a name and makes it part of theirs doesn't take away the value of that word or name. And so I want us to understand that when God came to Moses, he said, "Hey, I am Jehovah." Now, he didn't reveal himself as Jehovah at that point because he wanted Moses to understand that he was the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, his forefathers, the same one. And he wanted to give Moses something that would make people, huh? When he said who he is. And so let's turn in our Bibles, if you want to follow along in the Pew Bibles, to Exodus 3. Now in the Pew Bibles, it's the second, or in all Bibles, most Bibles, I guess, there are a few that mess up maybe. Second book in the Old Testament is Exodus, third chapter, you can find 1, 2, 3. Now Moses was tending the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian, and he led the flock to the far side of the wilderness and came to Horeb, the mountain of God. And there we see the word God, and that word is a supreme being. Okay? It might be used as a pronoun instead of he. We would say God did this or whatever. The word is a supreme being. And the angel of the Lord, here's the word we're looking for, Yahweh, appeared to him in flames of fire within a bush. Moses saw that the bush was on fire. It did not burn up. So Moses said, "I will go over and see this strange sight, why the bush does not burn up." Then the Lord, Yahweh, there's the word, saw that he had gone over to look. And God, little g, called to him from within the bush. In other words, he called to him from within the bush. "Moses, Moses," Moses said, "Here I am." "Do not come any closer," God said, or he said. "Take off your sandals, for the place where you're standing is holy ground." Then he said, "I am the God," this is little g, "of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob." All little g's. At this, Moses hid his face because he was afraid to look at him, our God. So God, Yahweh, the Lord Almighty, revealed himself to Moses in the burning bush. And he wanted him to know who he was. He wanted to connect with the history, the Creator, God. So he said, "I am the Lord, Yahweh. And I appeared to Abraham, unto Isaac, and to Jacob by the name of God," little g, "Almighty." That word is Shaddai. And you've probably heard that. So little g, God, Almighty. So God wanted him to know this, but he didn't reveal this right at the burning bush. Here's the connections that he's trying to put together. And so he said, "So I'm sending you to Pharaoh to bring my people, the Israelites, out of Egypt." But Moses said to him, "Who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and bring the Israelites out of Egypt?" And we'll skip down. God said to Moses, "I am who I am has sent you." These words, Ha-Yah, Asher, Ha-Yah. There's that Yah that we talked about. Yahovah, God. But in this place now, it's hard to define exactly what I am means. And so I had a whole list of words that we could go through. But the bottom line is, self-existent. In other words, God depended on himself only. He always was, is, and always will be He existed, he exists, and will exist. And he's the only one that always was. And when he built this universe, this is his, and he is in it. And all other beings that are in this universe, he made. And even the ones that are most powerful, demons, Satan, were God's creation, and they're subject to him. And their time of punishment will come. But this all-powerful God says, tell the people, I am self-existing. Has sent me. If there's anything you can imagine that is of its own power and being that exists, that's me. I am. Has sent you. God said to Moses, say to the Israelites, the Lord, Yahweh, the God, little g, of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob, has sent you. This is my name forever, from generation to generation. Now, what did God do? God witnessed to himself. This is who I am. This is Jehovah's witness. Now, some people have a little trouble when you talk about witness with understanding anything but words, human words. And so God said, I can witness to myself in words too, as he did to Moses, as he did to Abraham, and a number of other places throughout the Bible. And so he came in the New Testament. And three times, Almighty God spoke out loud so that human beings could hear what he had to say. Now, if you're following along with those, you notice I've skipped a few. Otherwise, we would be here quite a while longer, and so we're just skipping a few examples. But I wanted to get to these verbal witnesses of God. Look at Mark chapter 1, verse 9 to 11. At that time, Jesus came from Nazareth to Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan. And just as Jesus was coming up out of the water, he saw heaven being torn open and the Spirit of God descending on him like a dove. And a voice from heaven said, you are my Son, whom I love. With you I am well pleased. Anybody who wants to say that Jesus is not the Son of God is calling God a liar. God spoke. This is my Son. Matthew 17, verses 1 to 6. This is on the Mount of Transfiguration. After 6 days, Jesus took with him Peter, James, and John, the brother of James, and led them up a high mountain by themselves. There he was transfigured before them, and his face shone like the sun, and his clothes became white as the light. Just then there appeared before them Moses and Elijah talking with Jesus. Peter said to Jesus, Lord, it's good for us to be here. If you wish, I will put up 3 shelters, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah. While he was still speaking, a bright cloud covered them. And a voice from the cloud said, this is my Son, whom I love. With him I am well pleased. Listen to him. When the disciples heard this, they fell face down on the ground, terrified. Terrified They heard the voice of God. Let me allude back to a couple other times when God spoke. When God came down on Mount Sinai, he came in a cloud of smoke and fire on the mountain. And he gave the Ten Commandments verbally to the children of Israel. And they were terrified. When you begin to just begin to understand the awesomeness, the power of the Lord God, Jehovah, you will be terrified. And if you have not ever been terrified by God, let me suggest that you may not understand even a little bit who he is. The third time in the New Testament, we find in John 12. This is the last week of Jesus' life before his murder. John 12, verse 28. Jesus is speaking in the temple. He's praying for other people to hear his conversation with God. Father, glorify your name. Then a voice came from heaven. I have glorified it and will glorify it again. The crowd that was there heard it and said that it thundered. Others said an angel had spoken to him. Jesus said, this voice was for your benefit, not mine. And he goes on to explain it. This is the witness of Jehovah God, the one who is and was and will be forever and ever. This is the God of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Moses, Elijah, Ezekiel, the giver of the law, the one who has revealed himself time and again, listed over 6,500 times just in the Old Testament. And he reveals himself as Father, as Son, as the Holy Spirit. Three persons in one God. We've talked about that before, and if you have other questions, we can talk about it. One God. We read it this morning. One God. Seen by us in three persons. Truly, there is no God like Jehovah. Let's pray. Almighty God, the Lord God, you are sovereign. You are above all things. Help us to understand and live as your people. Amen.